Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Dr. Gary Adams, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
As we look at the impacts of the coronavirus on the U.S. cotton industry, we've certainly seen a devastating impact on cotton demand overall. In fact, right now we estimate the total economic damage is probably somewhere between $4 and $4.3 billion on the industry. And particularly hit hard, obviously, is the supply chain with a lot of the retail stores that have been closed. We know the pressure that's going on at the retail level. And unfortunately, when we look at our manufacturer segment, we've seen their consumption of cotton drop by as much as 90% just because of basically the lack of yarn orders. As we look at the situation in that segment, about the only production that's going on is some of their efforts to redirect production toward PPE, so personal protective equipment. Also, as we look at the merchandising segment, with the slowdown in global demand, which USDA has cut by about 20%, is really leading to some increased cost, increased stock holdings. And then finally, obviously, the producer is being impacted by the lower prices. So as we look at those key pressure points in the industry, and we look at the next stimulus legislation, you know, we're pushing for assistance that can address those three key areas of need. And we want to see some assistance that will go to our U.S. textile mills that's somewhat modeled after the assistance they receive under the Farm Bill, but do so at a higher level to offset a portion of their losses. And then also assistance to the merchandising channels that can help provide the liquidity that's necessary for the marketing outlets that producers need. And then finally, we want to see the legislation include some assistance for producers for the 2020 crop. We know that producers received some benefits under the CFAP program, but really need to see now some assistance that's targeted toward the 2020 crop. So that's, as we look at the next piece of legislation, that's the type of assistance that we believe is necessary for the industry to try to weather the storm that's posed by the pandemic. And unfortunately, we're continuing to see the negative effects, particularly as we look at the demand situation. We've been doing a tremendous amount of outreach with congressional offices, particularly focused on the Senate, as they begin their deliberations in terms of putting a package together. We know that the House passed the HEROES Act back in May. So we're hopeful that as Congress returns to session and they're here through early August, that we can see some legislation move forward that will include the full package of recommendations and the assistance that the industry critically needs.